might have heard reports now that Iran has sent warships into the Atlantic. It seems to be true. We see at least two Iranian Navy ships in the Atlantic, a destroyer and a support vessel. Iran's had some difficulties lately. You may have heard their largest warship caught fire and sank last week. Tough day for them. It is believed these ships are on their way to Venezuela. We don't know if they're carrying oil or if they're carrying arms. But I know that one of these ships is a converted commercial oil tanker with a mobile launch platform for helicopters. So it's possible that these ships are carrying oil to the Socialist Republic of Venezuela. Boy, it must have been so smart to take Venezuela, one of the wealthiest countries in the world, and turn it into a socialist cesspool. Does nobody understand what they're looking at? Anyhow, Wanda is in North Carolina, and the reason Wanda is on the hotline, she called and said, why is nobody talking about these Iranian ships in the Atlantic? Wanda, how are you today?
I'm just fine, Steve. I watch your show every morning, so I know that you like to get straight to the point, so I will. I was very upset whenever I saw that our administration, that Austin, come out and said that he's just worried about weapons proliferation near the U.S. He's worried. Why is the administration not coming out and talking strongly about this? Why are they not saying something? We are scared here in America. I'm 70 years old. I have never known of the Iranians to cross the Atlantic.
Yeah, I'm not terribly concerned about the Iranian Navy. I'll be honest with you, Wanda. I'm far more concerned about the Chinese Navy that's getting larger every day with more capabilities every day, the Russian Navy that seems to want to come into American space, the Russian Air Force crowding Americans, the Chinese flying over Japan just to stir things up. The Iranians, I don't know what they're up to. Maybe it's just a distraction, but these two ships wouldn't stand a snowball's chance if they had to face the American Navy on any level. That I'm sure of, but it is something to keep an eye on, and I appreciate you giving us a call. Thank you, Wanda, and thank you for the support and watching the program. Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome.
Thank you very much. So we'll keep an eye on those ships. Again, we believe they're on their way to Venezuela, but nobody's saying for sure, and we don't have the itinerary. So we'll wait and watch and see. But they're a long way from home, a long way from the Islamic Republic of Iran, I can tell you that. Meanwhile, Anthony Fauci trying to defend himself again against his flip-flopping and inexplicable relationship with all of these people that are tied directly to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. How is it that Anthony Fauci has so many friends in one place that are all connected to the same thing? Here he is, though, saying it's not fair. He's being picked on. Vital 11, Anthony Fauci.
That issue at Mass is people want to fire me or put me in jail for what I've done, namely follow the science. Right. I could go the next half an hour going through each and every point that they make. It's preposterous, Chuck. Totally preposterous.
Well, come on, Chuck, help me out. MSNBC, of course, there to defend Fauci any way they can, even though his recommendations have gone from you don't need a mask to you need a mask to you need two masks to, of course, if you have been sick, you don't need the vaccine, but need to be vaccinated. Now, even if you've been sick and if you've been sick and vaccinated twice, you still need to double mask. I mean, give me a break. Let's be serious here, people. That's not following the science. But what is following the science is following the breadcrumbs all the way back to the doorstep of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which Anthony Fauci tuned up with more than $850,000. That's the money we know of so far. My guess, my inclination is to believe there's a lot more money to be found, a lot more different avenues where the money flowed to work on the gain-of-function research there in Wuhan, so we'll keep an eye on that. Dick wanted to weigh in on this particular topic. He is in Pennsylvania on the Common Sense Hotline today. Dick, how are you?
Good morning, Mr. Gruber. I'm fine, thank you.
What's on your mind?
I think Anthony Fauci's own words are the main reason he should be fired. I think everybody's missing the point here. He's a medical doctor. He took a Hippocratic oath, first do no harm. And he's on record saying that it is worth the risk of a pandemic to do gain of function. Now, why in the hell was he not making vaccines when he had these terrible things? Why was he not making vaccines? This pandemic would have never happened, ever.
I appreciate it, Dick. Thank you for weighing in. I think a lot of people have that same anger that you do. What was really going on? But here's what we know now. To reiterate what we know now, there was an issue in late summer 2019. And some now believe that the virus was loose late summer 2019. And by the fall of 19, three people were sick at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which means my timeline is exactly right, saying that the virus was in the United States by about Thanksgiving of 2019 in mid to late November. That's my best guess, mathematically speaking, because if you trust the numbers from some of the states and you had taken reverse engineer those numbers back, you would find that the virus had to be in the United States sometime around November 2019, which means it was in China far earlier, which means they were lying a lot longer because they knew. As soon as they saw these illnesses, they knew where it came from. They knew what kind of virus they were dealing with. They knew exactly what was going on. And they withheld that information from the world. Later, I wonder if they withheld the information that in many cases, the virus was not nearly as lethal as many in the world believed. That would have been May and June of last year. And just allow the whole world to completely shut down and stay shut down, even though there's whole groups of the population that have little or no risk at all. Something for you to consider. Something for you to consider on this day as we continue to sort out fact from fiction. We do our level best here. Like I said, a lot to cover, a lot more to cover in hour number two. First, we're going to get to sports, and then we're going to get to your bank account and how expensive everything is and what your administration's doing about it. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Starting soon right here on the Steve Gerber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegerber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegerber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.